quality and care.
California Bank is now the 99th bank in the United States to shut its doors in 2009. Anybody out there worried as the dollar continues to sink? By the way, the Canadian dollar is climbing towards parity with the U.S. That is scary to even think about. No offense to my friends across the border, but it's never, ever been even close in days past. Coming up on this show, boy, we're going to talk about a lot of different things, including the Senate health bill. How many pages is this bill? 1,502 pages. Everybody's talking about it. It's interesting because coming up on our Wednesday show, we're going to talk with a candidate for Senate in Kentucky. And I know we have a lot of listeners in Kentucky. His name is Dr. Rand Paul. He's Ron Paul's son. And one of the things that he's been saying in some of his speeches along the way in Kentucky is he thinks there should be at least one day waiting period on some of these bills for like every 20 pages. So this would be a good thing with this Senate health bill because it's not going to go before Christmas anyway. Nothing's going to happen before the holidays. How many people have flushed out over 1,500 people of 1,500 pages who will have a vote on this? I venture to say probably very few, right? In the meantime, the USDA is confirming, and we talked about this a little bit, that there was suspected, I think last week in one of our shows, it started to be talked about, but the USDA is confirming the H1N1 in some pigs in Minnesota, actually the state fair. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture saying that at least one of the suspected pigs who might have contracted the virus, it's for sure after these tests. So ultimately, what does that mean? In the grand scheme of things, what does it mean when you have the infection of a so-called show pig? Does that mean that there is an infection of any of the other herds? Because aren't they in separate kind of pens or segments of the swine industry? It's interesting because we're going to talk to Dr. Len Horowitz about the swine flu coming up in another 20 minutes and get his take on, first of all, the vaccine and the World Health Organization calling it a pandemic and where do we go from here. And what about the situation with pregnant women, et cetera, and kids across America? Kate Delaney hanging at the helm here of America Tonight. As I said, lots of waters to navigate through on this show, including, I've got to say this at the top because I'm so bloody excited, and I thought I lost my voice, but the Phillies beat the Dodgers on Jimmy Rollins' double in the ninth. If you know nothing about sports, could care less about sports, just know that I have a massive passion for my hometown team of Philadelphia. And for the Phillies to win it, I think I jumped straight up in the air because I really thought that they were going to lose it and that series was going to be tied, which now means that the Phillies have won the National League title and they go on to the World Series. So pretty exciting stuff. For me, anyway. We have other things coming up in sports shorts. Plus, we'll take you around the world, what's happening, the latest in Afghanistan. And naturally, we were telling you about that sad bombing situation in Iran, what has been the fallout since then. Once again, you have somebody who is willing to be a martyr, goes into a situation where they can take a lot of people out, and that's exactly what happened. So now that it's been a couple of days, what has been the reaction in Iran? Supposedly there were heavy investigations, but ultimately, when you spell that out, what does that mean? And what does that mean for the possibility of things to come with sanctions, et cetera? I mean, two different things, talking about terrorism and talking about trying to beef up nuclear weapons or, I'm sorry, nuclear power, because that's what Ahmadinejad is saying. And, of course, D-Day is going to be at the end of October when specifically one of the plants that was discovered or facilities is probably a better way to say that, is going to be inspected. So what will be uncovered there? Is it kind of a race to cover up what's actually going on there, or is it above board? You certainly know how I feel about Ahmadinejad and how much I would trust anything that he's saying with what they're doing with the nukes and what they want to do in the future. I think it's definitely to arm themselves with nuclear capabilities, and that's why Benjamin Netanyahu is so adamant about the dealings with Iran and futuristic dealings with Iran. And, you know, you're talking about 800 miles between those two countries. For something completely different, we're going to dive into this. If you go to the website, americatonight.net, and you go to the blogs, you'll see that I've posted something on the balloon that I said looked like a Jiffy Pop container, only a lot bigger, that Mylar balloon that was silver, that, of course, captivated the attention of so many of the cable news networks late last week, Friday. And now there's big news about what's going to happen to the family, that is there going to be serious legal action taken, because that's what the sheriff has said. There's going to be charges that are going to be filed because it was a hoax and a cry for attention to possibly get a new reality show and all that nonsense. So anyway, I dive into some things on the website about it. And if you haven't seen a picture of it, if you go there, you'll see a picture. Also, I've got updates on the blunder of the day. And the blunder of the day has to be the family of Kaylee Anthony in that, you know, that sad story of that little girl in Florida. And the fact that trial is going on right now, and you've got the grandparents who have been at the trial day in and day out. Suddenly they do an interview with 48 Hours on CBS. I guess they got paid $20,000 or somewhere in that neighborhood, so they went off on Friday to take a cruise to the Bahamas. I know there's something about that just doesn't sit right with me. They were stunned when the TV cameras found them in Florida before they boarded the ship. And then, of course, when they were coming back and said they just needed to take a break, and then explained that they had been paid for this interview. But I think nothing is sadder than the crazy goings-on of that family and ultimately what happened to that little girl and how horrific the end of her life must have been. You know, it's like people forget about the victims, and it's incredibly infuriating to me that, okay, now we're moving forward. This isn't a missing kid anymore. Oh, it's tragic. It's awful. But I think you have to remember the little girl in all of this. And so what's the scoop with the grandparents selling the interviews and the nutball daughter? And, you know, again, this case, I think they have an incredible amount of evidence. They should be able to nail her to the wall, but let's see what happens. Also coming up, we're going to do the Daily Salute, plus somebody gets to go to the dungeon in one of these 4 hours here on America Tonight. But coming up next, we're going to talk about the Columbine murders and what has happened in the wake of that. And especially, how can you tell if someone around you is trouble enough that they could go off in a wrong direction? That's coming up next around the bend here on ATN.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good morning, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources, and today is October 23rd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $1,062. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,091.40, a half ounce coin for $545.70, and a quarter ounce coin for $272.85. That's $1,091.40, $545.70, and $272.85.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
On America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Can you remember where you were over 10 years ago when Columbine High School became a war zone? I was in a newsroom. I was doing a sports show in Dallas, Texas for a big station called KRLD. In fact, getting ready at the time for some baseball for some Texas Rangers. And sadly, everybody was glued to the television watching everything unfold. Remember the one boy who dangled out the window? And after the shootings, 12 students ended up dead, and one teacher was dead. There were 24 other people that were injured, and I think people were just absolutely shocked about what happened. And the two young boys that went in, who supposedly, according to their family, showed absolutely no inclination of any kind of problems. Dylan Klebold's mother, Sue Klebold, is in the next month's issue of Oprah Magazine, actually speaking out for the first time, because you've never really heard anything from the parents since that shooting occurred. And she said in the piece, and I looked at the piece, where she really had no idea of what was going on inside her son, that there was this wild inner turmoil happening, and had no inclination of what was happening, that he had taken it to a level where he was going to do what he did. So joining us now on the air, family therapist and psychologist Terry Diebold. And she's got a book out called The Myth of Self-Esteem, 50 Ways to Stop Sabotaging Yourself. And, Terry, I guess it's probably not surprising in some cases that the family doesn't really realize what's happening with their teenager, and not aware that they could possibly end up doing something so horrific, right?
Yes, I think that there are legitimate cases where that may be the case, but having worked with teenagers for a long, long time, they do give off a lot of clues, and you know, a lot of it has to do with making new friends, becoming secretive, withdrawn, their grades dropping, a sense of anger. Dylan Klebold's mother said that she knew that he was not happy in the school that he was in. And, you know, we have learned from other people that he had been somewhat bullied and, of course, really did not like the jocks. He felt the school was too jock-oriented. And I find this to be not unusual. What he and his Harris did is unusual, and yet it wouldn't be unexpected had I seen this boy's profile, just even as described by the mother, starting from the fact that around fifth and sixth grade he started to not enjoy being with the friends and a center of attention, middle school becoming withdrawn, and high school being almost totally withdrawn. That's not normal behavior.
So that's a clue, then. If starting at whatever age, it's not about being shy or feeling intimidated necessarily. It's if you see them withdraw more and more, you know that there's a big problem, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing if you have a child that's been quiet since the beginning, but as they withdraw more and more, the parents say, well, you know, I just figured it was normal teenage behavior. No, teenagers are, you know, they can be momentarily withdrawn and sultry and, I mean, sulking and not very nice to be around, but usually that breaks free. And, you know, they forget themselves and they come out of their shell and they have a good time or not, but you don't get something as intense as what I read about Mrs. Klebold's description of her son. That was not normal behavior.
So if you've got, you know, if you've got a depressed teen, then you're in this business. You think, hey, don't just slough it off as typical teen behavior. Then you think you need to get some help, right?
Absolutely. One of the points that was made about this task force that it was invited by the government, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, that they recommended that teenagers should be routinely screened for depression. And I was just reading something in our local paper the other day that now doctors, when they're doing school physicals, have added checking cholesterol because the kids' cholesterol is so high. Nobody's even, you know, blinking at that. Oh, yeah, add those cholesterol tests. But to add a mental evaluation test seems to make a lot of people nervous. And with the kids that I've dealt with, I've been able to be pretty darn clear that they were depressed when the parents just thought it was normal teenage, you know, upset or just withdrawal. That's not normal.
Yeah, do you think, is there something the school should do as well? Because, you know, it's so dicey anymore between the relationship with the parents and the school, and then parents can also be in denial. They don't want to hear negative things about their kids or what they think is negative, and it becomes sort of this tug of war over feelings and what's right for the teenager or the younger child. Do you think the school needs to be more active in some of that screening and whatnot?
Well, I think a professional needs to be active in it. The school may set up the screening. Of course, there'll be parents who are object to it and want to opt out. But you are able to screen in such a way that the person can't really skew the question that much. Sometimes they try to. But I do believe it should be done either through the school or the local mental health agency.
Yeah, but here's the other thing. The problem the parent would have, let's say they're red flags, things you can see that we've just talked about, but also teenagers are obviously pretty reticent to discuss any emotional problems, I would imagine, with their parents, right? So that's part of the problem, too, in trying to get to the bottom of whatever the situation is. You have to keep digging.
Right, which is why having some other people involved in the teen's life is important. I get this all the time. You know, the parent says, I want to bring my teen in. She's uncooperative, and she yells at us, and sort of like, let's dump her off so you can fix her. And a lot of times the teens will say, I'm not going to talk to her. I'm going to sit in there for an hour, and I say to them, you know, that's fine. You can do that. I've got plenty to do. But the fact remains, there's something going on. I can tell. I understand what's going on just by the background that your parents have given me. And, you know, here you have a chance to tell your side. And a lot of times they kids feel overwhelmed by the combination of mom and dad, which is not a bad thing at all, but would rather, you know, start with one or the other. And I do encourage parents to keep trying to talk to their kids. But if not, then whoever that child is willing to talk to, that's a good place to start. But if they knew that everybody was getting the screening, then there would be no shame in that because everybody is doing it.
Yeah. All right, Terry Diebold, thanks so much for coming on the show. Where can they pick up a copy of The Myth of Self-Esteem, 50 Ways to Stop Sabotaging Yourself?
Well, they can pick it up at www.themythofselfesteem, or they can go to Amazon and pick it up there.
All right, excellent. Thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Take care.
All right, you too. All right, it's interesting in getting the therapist's perspective of all this. Many people listening, I'm sure you've had teenagers, and that's the thing. What's the difference between moody and then somebody that's off in a different direction? We are hoping, by the way, to talk to Sue Klebold. It seemed as though we were going to get her here on America tonight, so that could happen, and we'll keep you posted on that. As I said, it was really interesting to see what she had to say in that Oprah magazine, because you really heard nothing from the parents, and I'm sure they were completely, as she does say in her piece, stunned by what happened. And of course you can only imagine the guilt and whatnot that goes through somebody's head. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the swine flu. What's the latest on H1N1? Really, should you be worried, or is this a more of the stirring of the pot to scare people across the United States? That's next on ATN.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
All right, we're excited about our next guest who's going to give us a totally different take on the swine flu vaccination. You know that I've said, not enough testing, no thank you. I wouldn't roll up my sleeve or put anything up my nose at this point. But particularly the shot is what I was concerned about. And then I had various doctors on who said, well, that's ridiculous. And, you know, why would you think that and all that other sort of stuff. So joining us on the show, Dr. Leonard Horowitz. And this is a guy who certainly has an incredible background, in including a slew of books that he's written, and the one of the latest ones, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. And you might have seen him on the Tube. He's been on a ton of national shows as well. Doc, thanks for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate.
Let's talk about the vaccine. I've had a lot of people call in who say that they're afraid, that they don't want to take it, that they think it's ridiculous that in New York some of the healthcare workers were told, hey, you have to get it or you're going to lose your job, and then they protested. So from your point of view, tell us about the vaccine, and is it actually maybe a bigger threat to our health or the public's health in general than the swine flu itself, which is what even many of the listeners think?
That's absolutely true. I would urge everyone listening, do not get vaccinated. Do not get any vaccinations. Do not get the regular seasonal flu or H1N1. Please, do yourself the right thing. You protect yourselves, your children, and the greatest risk is the fact that it's very easily mutated. It's a live active virus that they're spraying into children's nostrils and injecting into pregnant women. And by the time you realize what's happening, the thing can recombine with other circulating viruses and create a whole new pandemic. And, you know, gee whiz, that seems like the scenario that they want these days.
Yeah, and in saying that, you know, somebody else would counterattack and say, well, listen, the World Health Organization said it was a pandemic and it's, you know, a number six. And what about these pregnant women who have died? And what about the kids who have gotten the swine flu and they're all of a sudden lying in a hospital bed? What would you say should have been done in those cases?
Well, actually, those are very, very tragic cases. But again, when you look at the numbers and you look at what the agendas are, the money making off of humanity's suffering and the propaganda that's so thick you can cut it, the reality is that the pregnant women's tests, for example, pregnant women were tested for H1N1, the Merck Pharmaceutical Company CSL vaccination, in the Rupert Murdoch Research Center in Australia. Rupert Murdoch should be no stranger to the people listening to the show right now, the media mogul that directs Fox and Time Warner Cable and a slew of other broadcasting companies has a direct tie to the Merck drug company. The other amazing reality, when you talk about propaganda and how we're totally manipulated, mass mind-controlled into this genocidal agenda, is you look at Reuters News Service that broke the story on H1N1 and said that the H5N1, the thing that kills 60% of the people and infects the avian flu that's most deadly, that was told to us was likely in this when this April 2009 pandemic allegedly broke out, first of all, in Southern California, and two children that never met each other, lived 100 miles apart, never sneezed on one another, never met a Mexican down in Mexico. At the same time, the same virus was breaking out down there, allegedly naturally, which I can't believe based on all the other evidence. But the Reuters News Service was the one that popped the story out. Reuters News Service's CEO, editor-in-chief, is Thomas Glocer. Thomas Glocer is also the director of the board of directors of the Merck Pharmaceutical Company. So in essence, even without going into great detail, you've got gross, hideous, conflicting interests, huge financial interests that are associated with the partners in the drug ring, in the absolutely criminal biotech organization called the Partnership for New York City. And if you do a search on Partnership for New York City, you'll see what we're talking about. We're talking about David Rockefeller created, co-chaired with the fellow who his name is Lloyd Blankfein, who is the owner and director virtually of the Goldman Sachs organization that funded Disney ABC Media Consortium along with the Weinstein brothers, which is used to be called Miramax.
Sure.
So basically, these are the partners that run the biotechnology cartel that's advancing all of the genetically engineered viruses and the vaccinations that are composed of this kind of slop and mixture of genetically recombined, recreated monsters that are going to come kill us, and along with all the other chemical garbage that they're putting into it, everything from squalene, which was associated with about 500,000 deaths from all of our wonderful servicemen and women that served our nation and the call of freedom in the Iraqi War 1990. That was primarily what killed those people and injured them is called squalene, which was in the anthrax vaccine. That's likewise in the adjuvants, additives in the current flu vaccines. Everything about this, please, folks, listen to a wise elder. Do not get vaccinated.
And you know, then the question also, too, becomes, what is going on, Doc, and you would certainly know this with all your research and everything that you've done, but what is the deal with the FDA? Why would they... Well, I guess I might be answering my own question. I mean, talk about just rubber stamping this and letting it go through, but they've done this before in the past, and I've been shocked by it. And that was my problem originally. How could they turn around and push this out so quickly and say, well, it's mutating so fast, we got to get it out there, and we've tested it, and the FDA says it's okay. What's going on with the FDA?
It's a revolving door to the drug cartel. Basically, they rubber stamp everything. It's a fraud. You know, I'll give you an example. That with the H1N1 flu vaccinations that were supposedly fast-tracked and supposedly safety-tested, they were not safety-tested for more than 6 weeks. The pregnant women recommendations that the Murdoch organization, along with the CSL and Merck company, and now is being mouthed and mirrored by all the health officials worldwide that this is allegedly safe.
Whoops, we lost the good doctor there for a second. But you can tell what we're talking about here. Obviously, Dr. Horowitz has a lot to say about the swine flu vaccine. As I mentioned, he's written 16 books, and he's a renowned authority in the fields of public health and consumer protection, and especially with what we're talking about, emerging diseases and natural healing. He has a background where he was Harvard-trained, and you know, this is something that we've tried to uncover in what's in the vaccine and what I just said to the doctor. Again, how the FDA automatically just pushed it through, I thought, in a very fast time, saying we got to get the doses here by October. And why, you know, why wasn't there more intensive study done? And what I heard from doctors is just there wasn't enough time. But then you look at what's in the vaccine, the mercury, the aluminum, the formaldehyde, and some of the other ingredients that have been pretty scary and point to what we've seen in a rise in a number of diseases, particularly autoimmune diseases. I just saw a very sad story the other day about a woman who was trying out for the Washington Redskins cheerleading squad, of course, young, beautiful, 24, 25, and had gotten a flu shot, and was just riddled with this terrible autoimmune disease where she couldn't walk correctly. She needed help, and unless she was walking backwards, and she had problems with her speech. And so one day she's completely healthy, gets this flu shot. 10 weeks later, she turns into a completely different person because of this disease, ultimately, that she was riddled with. Now, they tested, in her case, they tested the vaccine and says it. They said it wasn't what was in the vaccine. But, boy, after seeing that piece, I would be hard-pressed to think that I was, safe in getting one of those vaccinations, which, again, was Dr. Horowitz's point about any of the stuff as far as vaccines are concerned, but particularly with this swine flu vaccine. All right, we have Dr. Horowitz back, and Doc, we lost you there for a second, but you know, we were talking about this vaccine, and the question I also have is what's contained in the vaccine. Apparently, we're also seeing a rise in a number of autoimmune diseases, right? And we think that's related to this.
Oh, absolutely. Here's how. Because when you're getting injected with foreign RNA and DNA from a triple recombinant, which is a man-made laboratory creation of swine flu, the avian flu, and the 1918 Spanish flu that was dug up in 1997, when you get injected with that, you not only have a risk for cancer, but you have proteins that are injected, amino acid sequences, proteins, along with these viruses. You've got chicken embryo, and in the Baxter vaccine, you've got African green monkey kidney tissues, which basically held the SV40 virus, which was the 40th monkey virus ever discovered that caused cancer in virtually every species it was injected into. So that's what was in Baxter that they're producing currently, the H1N1, in that culture medium. And that when those things enter your bloodstream, they land on your own body parts. So besides the cancer trigger, with the proteins landing on your own proteins, such as in the case of my mother, who got a flu vaccine in 1976, the swine flu vaccine, mm-hmm. the proteins landed on her own myelin sheath, the connective tissue surrounding her nerve fibers. Mm. And then the bodyguards, the white blood cell bodyguards, they come along, and their mission is to identify that which is self versus non-self.
Hey, Doc. Doc, hang on with us for a second. We're going to come back on the flip side. We're going to take a quick break here on America Tonight.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air, we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. Get the tea.com. Log on to getthetea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. Getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at getthetea.com.
The swine flu vaccine with Dr. Lenny Horowitz. Doc, thanks for hanging through on that quick break with us. I didn't want to interrupt that story about your mother. Finish the story about your mother getting the swine flu vaccine in the 70s and what happened there.
Yeah, so when you get injected with these foreign proteins from the bacteria, viruses, from chicken embryo, monkey kidney tissues, what happens, it lands on your own body parts. And in my mother's case, it ended up landing on the myelin, that's the connective tissue bundle around the nerve fibers. And then what happened then is the white blood cell bodyguards, they're called macrophage, it's called big eater, macrophage is eating. So a big eater, white blood cell bodyguard, comes and eats up the protein from your own as well as the foreign. And it forms then this antigenic complex that's read by the white blood cell bodyguard. So in other words, half of your own and half of a foreign gets read as completely foreign, and then that white blood cell sends a message to the army of white blood cell bodyguards, the lymphocytes, and it says, if you ever see this, attack and destroy. So that's what's called autoimmune disease, whereby your own white blood cell bodyguards begin to attack and destroy you. That's what happened. That's why my mother became progressively weaker, then paralyzed after the vaccination, and then subsequently developed, after they put her, of course, on steroids. That's the standard thing you do for autoimmune diseases, and if you want to reduce inflammation in the medical cult, you basically give people the steroid. So this is corticosteroids now. My mother has got an immune dysfunction deficiency because that's what steroids do. They deplete the immune response. And so she develops cancer. A few months later, a few radiation treatments later, my mother was dead. Mm. And this is what's going on. After all the time, your friends, your family, my friends, my family, we're being taken out here. And we've got to wake up to it.
Yeah, Doc, that's a terrible story about your mom. Did that help push you in some of the direction that you went into with your career to sort of get the word out? And obviously you've dedicated a lot of research and time to some of what we're talking about.
Absolutely, Kate. You know, I just told a story this evening at dinner and I was asked the same question. And the answer is, yeah, I'm the major impetus in my life, most of my adult life for the last 15 years after she died, was to realize what an idiot I was, because I was a real, real fool. I thought I was so knowledgeable with my, you know, triple doctorate and my Harvard degree that I could tell my mother that she was neurotic and she simply needed therapy, because here was a mom, beautiful human being, who scrubbed the streets at Nazi gunpoint at age 16 as a beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jewish woman in Nazi Austria. Mm-hmm. And they lost everything to the Nazis. And by miracle, my mother and her family made it out on the last boat that made it out of Europe. But my mother kept telling me something I would never believe until I've now grown and learned the hard way. She said, Lenny, she said, Nazism could arise at any time, any place. I watched it. I saw it happen. And I said, Mom, you're crazy. We've got the media now to protect us. What a fool, Kate, I was.
Wow. And, wow, amazing. Yeah. Amazing story. What was your mom's name?
Her name was Lily.
Lily, wow. Again, Lily's obviously pushed you forward with, like I said, so much that you've done, and certainly in the field of public health and consumer protection and whatnot. Do you feel like people are listening? Do you feel as though it's resonating with some, or is it just so tough when you've got, in what you said, the machine, obviously, the people who are making the money, you're fighting that with what we've seen happen with the FDA, et cetera. So you know it's an uphill battle, right?
Oh, you know, it's been an uphill battle for the last 15 years, but, you know, the reality is now we've won. We have won in the polls. We've won in every aspect of what's happening. There's a whole transformation happening, but it frightens me because of the possibilities that I'll share in a second. But the fact is that the polls are clearly in our favor now. We've won the majority of physicians. We've won the vast majority of nurses. 64% of the nurses in New York, as well as in England, will refuse to take the vaccination. The recent Consumer Report poll showed about the same numbers of your average Joe out there no longer trust the government, no longer trust these vaccines. So we've won already in the polls. But you see, we're dealing with like kind of the story of the emperor's new clothes, where we're screaming the emperor's got no clothes. We're screaming that the drug industrialists that are pulling the strings on the puppet politicians that they give us a chance to vote for in this thing that they call democracy, it's actually corporate fascism masquerading. And the reality is that we see it for what it is. We see it's genocidal. We see they're killing us and our friends and families. And we're screaming as much as we can to stop it, and yet the parade keeps marching. And the drug industrialists, allied with the media moguls for the Partnership for New York City, keep plugging along as though, you know, we the people don't matter. You know, the other thing is, look at health care reform.
Yeah.
Look at Jay Rockefeller in charge of the whole Democratic effort in the Senate to get Barack Obama, Obamacare passed. And what's Jay Rockefeller also trying to do? Completely eliminate the Internet. Because, again, it's a threat against the status quo that
sure.
We the people wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, you know, you're looking at David Rockefeller, Rockefeller's brother, you know, Jay, is basically at the helm of this global drug cartel.
Mm.
And, you know, so really it's not. And then when you look at what Americans have chosen for alternative and complementary care, they spend more out-of-pocket dollars for for that than they do out of, for doctor's visits.
That's
should
right.
tell you something, too. There's no debate. You know, there's not one word being spoken about what we the people want for our true, you know, hard-earned cash, which is basically we want to have no more slash-burning poison medicine. We want the things that work naturally, low-cost, highly effective alternatives to the toxic waste.
Yeah, boy, I agree. So well said. It was a pleasure having you on the show. Dr. Horowitz, will you join us again in the future?
Happy to, Kate. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you. All right, clearly he has a life's body of work and was influenced by what happened to his mother, and I think he summed it up nicely as to many of the things that we have talked about here on America Tonight. Got a quick follow-up for you, speaking of a sham in a different direction. We've been talking a lot about Afghanistan and the voter fraud, so what does that mean, the troops and the decision on the troops being delayed that McChrystal wants and all that sort of stuff? So 1.3 million ballots have now been tossed. That means Hamid Karzai which is the guy that the U.S. is backing, naturally, the current president. It has to be in a runoff because he falls below the 50%. So still no final decision on this new election. At this point, you have the Secretary of State, of course, Clinton, and the U.N. Secretary General saying that a resolution was near at some point, but they have not announced the plans yet. It looks like you will see a runoff between Hamid Karzai and the former foreign minister, Abdullah Abdullah, there, which is unbelievable if you think about it. And the findings by the Electoral Complaint Commission actually dropped, because I want to give you the figures on this, dropped Karzai's vote to 48% of the total. Wow. So, again, that number means runoff. I don't think how they can avoid it, because that's below that 50%. But they still have not made the ultimate decision. And guess what the problem is? Karzai's supporters are all over the election commission. So in Afghanistan, the guys that back him are running the show. And at this point, I would think there'd be bigger problems if there isn't some kind of a runoff. But then the United States has a problem as to who ultimately is the leader going to be. If it's Abdullah Abdullah and he's the guy who gets voted in, then anything that's happening in Afghanistan, you'd have to put a big kind of question mark over it at this point, because you've got a new guy in the game. And what's his deal, and is he embracing what the United States is doing, I would assume. But what would the dealings be like? There would have to be all kinds of significant meetings, etc. And at this point, it's pretty scary with all the involvement to try to make that a clean election. They just could not get it done. It just goes to show you, I mean, the problems in Afghanistan are even thicker than you can imagine. Hey, you can flip me an email about anything that we talked about on this show or anything you'd like to see on the show. Just do it. Send it to americatonight.net.
Okay, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time.